continuing to lift up the bloodstained banner of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There might be somebody here today, praise God, that you have not given your life to Christ. If you have not given your life to Christ,
you have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome rule can tell redeeming.
Good. Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God.
We like to call you Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Our finest moment. That's what the title of our lesson is today. Our finest moment. We know that right now we're living in one of the most defining moments in the history of the church. We're called to perform as no other generation in the history of the church has done. I'm telling you, is when you see the destruction that's in the world, and when you see that it's all over the world, then we need to know that this is a special moment in time. It's not per se a good moment, but it's a special moment. God is saying something to the church, and we need to look up, and we need to know what the Spirit is saying to us. We know that in the day of Moses, he was chosen to lead the children of Israel out of bondage. We're called to bring the entire world out of the death grip, the destroying will of Satan. This is what Satan is trying to do. He's trying to destroy the world, but he can't destroy the world because the world belongs to God. You know, we're under the death-destroying, evil, destructive power of Satan. This is what's happening right now. And he would like nothing more than for us to be in bondage and subject to him and not to the will of God. This is what he would want to happen. But saints of God, we have the power. We have the power to make that go away. And I'm going to read to you in the book of Luke. And this is what Jesus was sent here to do in the book of Luke. And it's Luke 4:18. And this is what it says. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. This is the main part. This is the point I want to make to you in this verse, is that he had sent Jesus to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable word of God. This is what Jesus was sent to do. Now, saints of God, we ought to be outraged and we ought to be angry that Satan is have such a stronghold right now over the whole world. We have the power. God has given us the power to take care of the earth and the things of the earth, and to use his power to take care of the things that he told us to take care of. And the kingdom of heaven, we know that it's healing and deliverance there. We know there's no sickness and no disease in heaven. So God has anointed us. He's anointed us with power and the ability to cast out demons and devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. All the things that Jesus did, we have that same power. So instead of us looking around like we're waiting for the scientists to come up with an answer, we need to look to God. We already have that ability. It's already in place. But the thing is, the church don't know how to use it. So saints of God, those of us that know the Lord and those of us that know what God has called us to do, we ought to be angry and we ought to be fighting right now to destroy everything that Satan is bringing up in this world and in our lives. We have the power to destroy, and that's what we ought to be doing. You know, we ought to rise up in righteous indignation and tell Satan no and tell hell no. We cannot live this way, and we will not live this way. We have power over you, and you are a defeated foe. We ought to tell the devil and his kingdom, no, we won't allow you to hold us captive any longer. We need to stand up and say, Lord, I believe what you say, and I trust you. We need to stand up and say in our faith that we believe that it's already done. Because, saints of God, if you look at Luke, God is telling us what we need to do in the book of Luke. He's telling us what Jesus did, and we know that we have to abide by what Jesus did. And when we do that, we're standing on good ground. We have to tell the devil, you're not coming in here. And if he's already gotten in here, we got to tell him to get out. We have to bind that spirit. These are evil spirits of sickness and disease. And we're not waiting around for it to come back in the spring, the fall, the summer. We're not waiting around. It's got to go now. You know, our victory is now. The Lord has healed our land. It's already been done. The death cycle is over. And we got to be saying this. Saints of God, I'm saying this because this is how we need to be talking. Not saying what the world say. Not saying what the scientists and the doctors say. We need to be saying what God told us to say. You know, we need to say people are they're being delivered. They're being set free. They're being healed. You know, they're set free right now. And we need to tell the enemy, Satan, it's all over. You are a defeated foe. We need to talk this kind of way because this is what God say. This is what he say. Whatever he say, we're supposed to say. If he speak to the mountains and they move, we have to speak to the mountains and they'll move. If he speak and say, light be, light has to come. And so we say the death is over. That cycle is over. We say the coronavirus is over in the name of Jesus. We're not waiting to hear scientists pronounce it over. We are pronouncing it. We are the eyes and mouthpiece of God, not the scientists. In Mark 11 and 23 and 24, and I'm going to read verse 22, the last part of verse 22, because this is Jesus talking. And he said, have faith in God. This is the first thing we need to do is have faith in God. Whatever the word of God say, we have to have faith in that. Verse 23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, I'm talking about the mountain of coronavirus now, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. Saints, don't you know it's got to move? And if you don't doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, we have to believe it. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So, saints of God, we have to fix this word of God in our heart and in our mind and in our mouth when we confess it. We have to fix this so that we can believe. And he said, when we believe it, we're going to have what we say. So I'm not just saying things just to be saying things. We have what we say. I went over a list of things that we need to tell Satan every day. This death cycle is over. It's over in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no rights in this world in the name of Jesus. We don't give it to you in the name of Jesus. And you can't take authority that you don't have. You are a defeated foe. We have to talk like this. And this is what keeps Satan out. Verse 24, it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe. He said, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You know, right now, we ought to begin to say what we want because it's what we say. We just read it in the Bible. It's not what people say. It's not what the scientists say. It's not what the doctors say. It's what we say. You know, we got to pray for people. You know, we have to pray for people and have a pure heart and a pure mind when we pray for people, because God respects righteousness. God respects obedience. God respects good things and goodness from us, because that's who he is. He's a good God. He's a perfect God. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's a caring God. Praise God. And this is the way, if we're his children, we have to be the same way. You know, we have to realize that we should have godly concern and pity and mercy, you know, irregardless of the skin color, whether it's a black person, a brown person, a white person. We're supposed to have mercy. We're supposed to have pity, irregardless of what they are, their race, their color, their creed, their nationality. You know, this is what God requires of us. You know, we got to remember that if we're going to make it into heaven, we're going to have to do it God's way. We can't do it our way. We have to do it God's way. You know, we'll stand before God, and we'll have to give an account to him for how we treat people, for how we stand around idly and watch where other people are suffering and going through a pandemic within a pandemic. When you see people shot to death and they have no, I mean, they're helpless and hopeless, begging for life, calling for their dead mother. And we see that we don't see any uprising in that. We don't see any people coming to the forefront. I'm talking about clergy now. I'm not talking about the world's people. I'm talking about clergy. I'm talking about preachers and teachers of the gospel. People that we know that see their faces on TV. We don't hear them saying anything, and we don't see them coming to the aid of the people like God says. You know, it's just like they're standing around and they're walking around, just like the scriptures say. Instead of them helping that man, that poor man that had fallen in the Bible, instead of them helping him, they walked around him. They looked at him and they walked around him. Saints of God, the Bible is true. And that very scripture will apply to what's happening now. The clergy is not doing anything. They're not saying anything. So if we, there's an old saying that if you're not with us, then you must be against us. So I'm just saying, prejudice comes in all packages. In little, big, ugly, cute, intellectual, rich, and poor. It doesn't have any barriers against it. It comes in all forms and fashion. And we need to realize that as church people, we can't be just like the world. We got to stop this stuff, and we got to stop all of the things that's going on in the world. We have power to stand in our pulpit and say, this is wrong. If you don't want to say it to the world, you ought to say it to the people that look like me. You ought to say that in the church to me, people that look like me. In Romans 4:17, it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. See, I'm saying, I'm continuing the narrative of we need to say what God say. We need to do as God do. The scriptures will give us guidance, perfect guidance of what we need to do. And Romans 4:17, listen at what, this is what God is doing. And it says, it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Even God, who quickeneth the dead. He's talking about God. Even God, who quickeneth the dead. He quickeneth the dead, and he called those things which be not as though they were. So I'm not off base when I'm telling you to call coronavirus dead and out of this country, out of this world, and never to come back again. Because that's what God did himself. That's what our Father did. He called those things that be not as though they were. The word of God is clear. As you call that what you want. You call the things that you want to be. You don't call what you're having because you're going to have what you say. So we don't want destruction to remain in this world. We don't want it to remain in certain communities, in all communities, in no communities. We're not going to be discriminate. We know that all over the world, this pandemic is having effect. Both pandemics. You know, is having an effect all over the world. We know that black